Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that we teach and the programs that we share are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that we deliver. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm so excited today because we have a very, very, very special guest here with us. And let me waste no time to share with you a little bit about Mahjaya and who she is. She is an American-born spiritual teacher, and she's widely known for her compassionate work. And she teaches from profound inner realization. Her style is very direct and carried by great love for her students that helps them to untie the knots of the heart and overcome the obstacles of the mind. Wow, this is going to be an amazing show. Hers is a focused and fast path to the liberation of the self. I would like to welcome Mahjaya to Nothing But Good News Radio. Okay.
Namaste. Are you,
can you hear me?
Not really.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's give our engineer a minute to see if he can bring you in loud and clear and bring me in loud and clear. Are we doing any better?
Now we could hear.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on Nothing But Good News Radio. So do I call you Ma or Mahjaya? What is the proper...
Ma's fine.
Okay. What I'd like you to do you've got quite an extensive background, and if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit more of your background with the listening audience, exactly who is Mahjaya?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn. I lived most of my youth, I would say from 6 to 9, under the boardwalk with 4 black folks that taught me everything. They were drunks, they were prostitutes, druggies, but they were the best people. Those are my first gurus. And they taught me how to serve. And I saw how hard it was for them after a while. For them to hang out with a little white girl must have been the worst thing because the cops were all around and always asking questions. And the thing that they told me, their names were Big Henry, Old Hudson, Chicky, and Shoes, were to pay back. Pay back. What they gave me, I had to give away. So I thought I had to have everybody under the boardwalk. I had no idea what they were talking about. But after a while, I realized this is what perfect service to humanity is. Whatever they had, they gave me 2/3. And it was just a marvelous way to live and to understand. And also, my eyes were open quite early because of the beatings they got. Don't forget, this is 1946, by the police and others who just went down to under the boardwalk just to beat up homeless people. And then what happened? The city decided to fill in under the boardwalk, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were just left out in the open, literally, with no place to go. And I lost so many. I didn't know where they were. And I spent a long time trying to find them because they were run off from Brighton Beach and Coney Island. Now we even serve in Coney Island. We feed hundreds and hundreds of people from under the boardwalk. And they know when we're coming, and they come out to get a full meal. And we serve the hospitals around there in Coney Island. That's the one. My mother died in a charity ward, and we go right back there and serve them. So I've been very fortunate to be allowed to serve people, and all my students, we're many all over the country, and in all my ashrams, it's all about paying back. It's all about service. And it works out pretty good. In California, we have under the bridges and on the streets. In New York, we're in a moving feast program where we feed over 900 people every 5 days or so, and Atlanta, here, all over. And we start with our kids, actually. Our kids start when they're 3 years old. At 3, they know what the dying looks like and what dying means as much as a three-year-old kid could. And they grew up around AIDS, and that's been my fight forever, because to this moment, AIDS is not over yet. And we have an orphanage in the bush, literally in the bush in Uganda, and one in India, and one not so far from my ashram where I am in Florida. And we go 20 miles down the road, maybe even closer, and if we didn't bring people food, it's very hard for me to even say, even now they wouldn't have any food.
You know, which is amazing when you take a look at the world today, because there is so much abundance. Truly, I want to go back a little bit, and when you talked about service, and do you think, and I want to step back for a second, where you are, and you're in a place where you've created these avenues to be able to be of service to the average person living in the world today, and I'm just talking average America, do you think people understand the concept of service?
Yes, more than they are willing to talk about, because once you understand a little bit, you kind of become responsible. So I have received, and I still receive many, many letters, how can we hook up, how can we serve? And if they're far away from any of my ashrams, we get them telephone numbers and we get them addresses. They could go on lines where people, they could speak to people who are suicidal. There's so much you don't have to do. We go into the trenches. You don't have to do that. You could watch a baby while mommy looks for a job. It's so much, and so many people are so damn bored that they don't realize that their arms and their time can maybe save a life. And that's what gets me with all the time that is wasted and people complaining constantly. The second they come to the ashram or we take them out into our Feed Everyone program, they love it, Candy. They just love it. They always come back and ask for more to do. It just amazes me. You know, I talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes and tell them, you're not doing, the accent's Brooklyn, by the way, you're not doing anyone a favor but yourself. And if you go to where we go or where you want to go to serve with the attitude that you're not doing anybody a favor, then we're all on the same page. Yeah, I really and truly know that people want to serve, and maybe they just don't know how to get into it. And a lot of times, there's a lot of guilt involved. I mean, I've had people break down when I take them. We have this place called Under the Tree, and very, very, very few people are allowed there. And, you know, there's drug addicts there, there's alcoholics, but we know them for years. And you go and take care of these people without a drop of judgment. You're going to get such rewards. I mean, these people give back. And I shouldn't even say these people, because these people are us. They give back so much love. I'm asked every day, why do you do this, Ma? You're working with people that are going to die. And I just say, I have been loved beyond love. And I am so grateful for this love, and I would always spend my life. I mean, my four guys, they took care of me as if I was their own. Not a drop of prejudice or bigotry they had toward me. Nothing. And they taught me about the streets. They taught me everything. And it's just amazing how street people know who you are.
And I think that's incredible, true, too. Now, to hear that music, that means we're going to head off to commercial break. Now, don't go anywhere. We've got lots and lots of questions for you, and our listeners have questions, so we're going to head off and take a commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio with our very special guest, Ma Jaya. We'll be right back.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. Two power pack days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, with Ma Jaya. And we are talking about what it means to be in service, and we're talking about all of the good works that Ma does and what it, how it makes her feel and just what she does for the world and the folks that she touches. And you know, it's interesting. You talked about these folks that were homeless and how they just had the ability to give you everything, but there was something that you said before we went to break that they had this knowing or something of that sort, correct?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, as I have a person in my life who I really love and care about immensely and who had been, I would say, lost to the streets and addiction for a couple of years and has reawakened in the last 100 days and clean and sober and working and in a place and doing everything he can do to work and take care of his life. But there's this magical thing I've noticed about him, Ma. There is a special kind of gratitude that he has for just every day. How does that relate to folks that have gotten to absolutely lose everything and then come back out kind of up from the ashes?
Well, first of all, when you have gratitude like that, you're on your way. It's the angry ones that I have to hold tight and take care of really well. But when you have gratitude and you feel this appreciation, always to a one, they help me. Always to a one, they come with me. We go to California, we go all over, and they tell their stories. Because it's such hardship to hear how one day you have everything, and then you're just one paycheck away from being in the streets. And people have to know it, but who better to teach the world than those who have gone through it themselves? I tell you, I hear stories. I'm going to be 70 years old, and I've been doing this for 55 years maybe, and I have never stopped being amazed how the less people have, the less they complain. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to complain. I think of it, and I shut my mouth right away because they are so rich when you teach or you talk to people who really want to, like they say, Ma, take me with you. And I go, well, you know, we're going to the county homes. We're going here. We're going there. Can you take it? You know, I'm always afraid they're going to turn back and drink. And they go, absolutely. In fact, it'll keep me from it. And there we are. It really, really does. So I take my people with AIDS. They come to me when I'm in the city, in New York, the Cardinal Cooks, where we go into awards for Huntington's chorea, and that's very hard to take. And they all say, Ma, well, I'd much rather have AIDS than this, because it's continuously shaking. And it's just amazing how their faces light up or their tears fall. And either way, nobody never came back. Even if they come back once a month and come with us or go where they live and do what they could, you know, we're still fighting AIDS. Yes, I started out with 45 babies in my orphanage called Ma Center in the bush in Uganda. Now I have over 1,000. There's no parents anymore. There's only grandparents and babies. And so quickly are the parents being wiped out. So it's education. there in Africa, of course, but right here, education, educating people about condoms, just telling people and offering your help. I mean, obviously, I can't afford to feed the whole world, but I could hook them up to someplace. My ashram in New York, oh, my God, they have a warehouse filled with food. And if you make a place, the food comes in. My Swami, who runs it, said, they called me, Ma, what should I do? They want to give me 1,000 dozen eggs. And I said, oh, my God, take them. Take them, and then we'll figure out where they're going to go. He said, 1,000 dozen. I said, don't worry, I'll make the call from here. By 6 a.m. the morning, they were gone. They were all gone because the neighborhood charities where he lives and people that knew people, they disappeared by the morning. That's the kind of need. Say we didn't take them, they would have been thrown out. You know, so this is what I mean by service. I've been there. I know what it is to have nothing. And I just feel right now I've got everything. We raised 300 babies here, 300 children, and they all went to universities, and whatever university they went to and graduated, they all served. And they all come back for Christmas, and a lot of them are moving back here with their own babies. It's just amazing when you bring a kid up not to fear the homeless or those that look different than what they normally see, and to bring or let them see what it is to be gay or a lesbian or anything in between, and they have no kind of judgment whatsoever. And on my ashram, they call me the mother of gays and lesbians and everybody in between, thousands and thousands of them. And I tell them, I try to say, you know, don't think it's over, the prejudice. Wherever you go, you just got to be a little bit aware and buckle up and smile. And so there's so much that a person could do. You'd be surprised what one person can do if they want to and how it eases them. Now, I work with some priests and rabbis and ministers, and when they don't fight with each other, they call me. And so we get them all hooked up. They tell me, okay, I have this one and that one. Will you work with them? So we always work with people and follow their own religion. If they want a priest, we get them a priest. They want a rabbi. And so that works. But now, right this second, I am so proud of my students. We just about a few months ago had my dream come true. And so we opened up a place called By the River where we have affordable housing for the poor, and we're starting to fill it up now. And you talk about gratitude. After seeing all these, you know, nursing homes and all, these people that live with us are so grateful, and then my youth goes over there, and they learn from them. You know, of course, these people, they're not so much older than me, but that's another story. And to put youth and old age together is just amazing, and I wish it could be done. I wish a program can happen with public schools, and the schools are starting to send their students here to be with the elderly. So many stories, and they love it, and they put it in their school newspapers. So there's a million ways to serve. And, of course, you have to have a stiff upper lip. I'm always, at least once a week, have a baby dying in my arms or somebody really, really sick, ready to die in my arms. And you can't go everywhere, and they want me to promise that I will be there. And that's hard. But they come here, and I have a big body of water. My ashram is absolutely beautiful. Being I come from Brooklyn, I wanted a cemented wall when I first got here, but they wouldn't let me, thank God. So we, I am perfect, you know. And so one time, one guy said to me, his name was Jesus, he said, Ma, can I, it was 1980, Ma, can I put my ashes here? I says, what are you talking about? He says, when I die, can I have my ashes be here? Now, he had AIDS, but he didn't know it. None of us knew it, but he knew something inside of him was eating him up. And this was like 1981, like that. So I saw how agitated he was getting, and I said, of course you can. So now, and if I land in jail, I'm going to blame you now. Now I have, in this body of water, we have almost 1,000 people or their ashes resting on, which we call the breast of the mother. And we named this body of water the Ganga, after a sacred river in India.
Well, I think that's very beautiful, and I think it's a very, very incredible place to be laid to rest. What's interesting about that story is that my husband and I have both made an agreement. There's a certain body of water where we are going to put our ashes, and so we know where to find each other, whoever goes first, so we can sit and talk there to the body of water.
Love that.
Yeah, because I'm very close to the water. It's very important to me. You know, you said earlier in the first segment, you said that you, I'm going to ask you this question when you come back after this commercial break, and it's about love beyond love. What does that mean? We'll be right back with Ma Jaya in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. To anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News. And I'm loving this conversation with Ma Jaya. And the question I asked before we went to commercial break was, what did you mean when you were talking about love beyond love?
Well, we all grow up, so many of us, feeling love. And we take that, so many of us take it as our natural state. But when you give love and you ask for nothing back, unconditional love, and you never look back to see who's taking it, then that's love beyond love, unconditional love. It goes beyond all barriers, and it's just so welcoming. It's like a warm bath on a cold night. You just give and give, and you never turn around. But here's the secret of that. You got to pour as you drink, and drink as you pour. You have to take for yourself. You have to take time for yourself. And so we meditate. This is all interfaith here, and no matter what you believe in, we all can sit in the same temple or room or assembly and all quiet our minds and drink, because we already poured and we're all set to do it again another day.
That's so is the thing that recharges... Are you saying that's meditation?
Yes, meditation, just quieting the mind, keeping still just for a little bit, because there's certain things that we see that very few see. And my ashram in California is called Under the Bridges and on the Streets, because when they were younger, I would take them, well, they do it now, I would take them under the bridges and on the streets. And you go under the bridges, and sometimes there's a lot of people missing, and the government throws them out from where they are under the bridges. And many times, you know, I'll be with some of my kids, and there'll be a corpse there. And what a way to die. So, you know, we always try to do what we can before we call the police. And we try to wash the body a little bit, just make it presentable, because obviously that person did die alone. So these things that you see, it takes from you. It really and if it keeps taking from you, you can't do this a long time. And we're here in Florida for 35 years, and we do it almost every day. So the way we do it is to sit and just refresh ourselves. And it works. People come here wanting to know, how come you guys don't burn out? And some of them say, because Ma doesn't let us. But that's not true.
So for folks that are listening to this radio program, and they're saying, service is something that I really want to do, and I really want to be able to understand this love beyond love, but I can't go to an ashram, or I can't go onto the streets every day. Are there things that you can offer or say to or share with just the average person listening to the show today?
You could go on any hotline. You could look that up on the internet. You could be on a suicide watch, or like I say, you could get involved with so much at your church or synagogue, or there's so many youth groups. If you really want to serve, it's going to come to you, and it will. And then you'll be grateful to the person that you take care of. I mean, if I wasn't taken care of, God knows what would have happened to me. So there's always a return on this, a very big return. But you could just, like I say, go on the internet, and you can find out so many places to serve. If your church or synagogue or mosque can't help you, but I'm sure they all have programs that need human hands. You know, come Christmas time, we need people. But in Chicago, we had a group of prostitutes that, to keep them off the streets around Christmas time, we made sure that they all had babies, just where they were living in this home, but we made sure they didn't hit the streets, because the reason they would hit the streets again and turn tricks was to get their babies presents for Christmas. And so we tried our best to bring as much toys as we could. And, you know, to see any kid's face light up by getting a toy who normally wouldn't have one, and to see a mother who doesn't have to hit the treats and turn tricks. God, that is rewarding. It really, really is. And I don't care what religion you are. We follow a Hindu philosophy, but we're everything here. We are everything. And there's all kinds of temples to almost every religion. And so that's what I mean about serving. You can find a place. Every single person can find some place. And if you can't in Florida, then just call us up, and we'll on Kashi, and then we'll hook you up someplace if you don't want to come to an ashram. But my ashram's beautiful. It's worth seeing a Brooklyn guru, believe me.
I'm telling you. And so where is Kashi, your Kashi ashram, located?
It's in Sebastian, and it's on Roseland Road. It's about a half an hour north of Vero Beach. We're here 35 years.
Amazing.
You know, just imagine us coming in like that. We had the first blacks and the first people with AIDS, and so all of a sudden one day the KKK burnt a cross on my land, and after a while I ran out with a sheet over my head screaming, and we never saw them again. Nuts, you know. And then we have 80 acres, and we have this by the river, and my students are coming home from all over the world, and they're building their own houses on this land here. So it's like one big happy family. Well, I wouldn't know if they're always happy, because I run around screaming to clean the houses, but it's really great, and I'm very proud of everyone who lives here. And they're all religions here. We're not a religion. I need to make that clear. We are not a religion.
And it sounds delightful, and it sounds wonderful. You know, you talk about on your website that, and I understand when you're talking about the love beyond love, and in your teachings it says that you help folks untie the knots of their heart and overcome the obstacles of their mind. How is it that you do that?
Well, so many of us have a burning heart or a hurt heart from our childhood, and we become very untrustful of people. But when somebody comes up to see me and they're sitting before me on a chair, and I look into their eyes, and I'll tell them really and truly that they're beautiful and that they have got to love themselves, because there's a greater power than who they are or who I am that does love them. And if you want to really see your beauty, then have some compassion and serve. And just sitting in front of me and seeing that I really mean it, and then after a while you find out that I never betrayed anybody, then little by little, not all at once, but little by little, these very tight knots begin to get looser and looser. I just came back from my ashram in Atlanta, and I gave a meditation there that I got scared, because all of a sudden everybody was crying, and I says, oh my God, how do I stop this? But their hearts opened. What it was, only I didn't know how to bring them back from where they was. So I said that to them, bring yourselves back, and somebody raised their hands and said, Ma, I don't want to, because the crying wasn't tears of agony, it was tears of joy. And to have that ice melt away around your heart, that feels pretty damn good. And it's about the breath. If everybody just took a deep breath this second, and then another one on top of it, like a double breath, and you hold it and you breathe out, you could find yourself in a place that you perhaps never were before. And that's simply, you're quieting your mind and you're letting out a breath or letting in more oxygen. And the other thing I teach is, hey, don't pay so much attention to your thoughts, because they'll make you crazy and they'll make you sad. And you are not your thoughts. So I do teach, when a thought arrives, just say, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. And that has helped thousands of people. Or I'll say, label it thinking. And you go, oh, Ma, come on. You know, what if somebody lost a son or a daughter? And I lost my son. And I went out the next day, and I had to work. Why? Because I told so many mothers and fathers who lost children, the best thing you could do is go out and serve. So who was I not to? But I realized from a greater depth how hard that is. But then I realized how great it is to ease the hurting, burning heart. So when you untie and you let those knots be untied, there is a force of freedom. And you get a little afraid. You do get a little afraid, because you're not used to this freedom. You're so used to being so tight, so damn tight. And just to have them loosen just a little bit, or even think someone cares enough, or somebody like you, you must care or I wouldn't be on here. And
I do care. You know, it's interesting you talk about ways of service. You know, a lot of folks take a look at the radio show. And I started this radio show, Ma, as an act of service. I wanted a place where folks could hear the good stuff. And I'm here for the listening audience. I'm not here for me. I'm not here for any advertisers I may have. I'm here for the folks that are out there listening. And what's exciting to me is is when people do get touched by information that makes a difference. And I have my Facebook page open while we're on the air, and I've been getting quite a few comments. And I've got folks that have been listening and talking about how wonderful you are, how compassionate and generous you are, and how you truly are the hand of God. And I know that that's true just by talking to you. But I also have somebody that sent us a question, if you're open to a question on the air.
Sure. Go ahead.
If there's a question that someone sent that said, how can I be detached when serving somebody else?
That's a good question, and I had to learn that the hard way. I was in Mexico, in Guatemala. From Mexico, I was told I needed to go to Guatemala, so we got in this little plane, and I was with the banditos who went in a cargo plane, but that's another story. Wow, what a night that was. And we got to Guatemala. That is a whole story. When we got to Guatemala, I met the priest I know, Father Browning, and there was these babies and these children. They were under the rubble. So I pulled out a little girl, and I had babies at the time. I have 8 children. And I pulled out this little girl, and her arm was hanging from a thread. And I lost it. I literally wouldn't stop crying. And so the priest came and put his 5 fingers on my face. He slapped me hard, I got to say. And he said, look over there. And when I turned to look, there were 3 babies, 2 brothers and a sister, 4, 3. They were babies. And their parents were killed in the earthquake. And that was my first big lesson in detachment. It's not cold. It's warm. It's not caring. It's caring so much. So I gave the baby who died in my arms to the priest, and I went over and I held those other babies so tight. Then I had a vision, and my teacher came to me, and I learned about this space that I teach. And if I may, I could just cut it short and show you what it is. It's called the Chittakosh Gita, but it doesn't have to be called that. It's the heart space over the head. So we have our heart, and pain adheres to pain. So when we are in our hearts, when we go, I did a county homes and such, and we see something awful in a room, and we breathe it into our hearts. That whatever in our heart, whatever pain we have, that's attaching to it. But if you take a breath into your heart or into your spiritual heart, and you breathe out over the top of your head, and then you breathe in over the top of the head, you could do it now, and then breathe out over the top of the head, and stay there. Just stay there while you're serving. This is the heart space over the head. That is the place of detachment. Then when you come home, then you could come back to your heart and you could cry all you want. But while you are serving, you are in this space that really has nothing to do with you. It has only to do with the person in front of you. So your heart, which might be the burning heart, won't have this other person's pain attached to you and making you incapable of serving. And so if you breathe in over your head, well, you'll be okay. And you'll find that you'll be able to not be so attached, but learn the meaning of detachment. When I first heard that I had to be detached, I went crazy. I said, there's no way. But then I realized what it was when I was with that little baby who didn't need me anymore. It had died. And so I took care of the other 3. That is what detachment is. And it could help you not just while you're serving. Yes, I'm about serving, but I'm a teacher also. And that could help you if somebody comes at you so angry. And every time this person comes at you angry, you get hurt. You just feel pain in your chest. And so if you stay in that place over the head, you'll find that which hurt you before won't hurt you now.
Well, that is an awesome technique to share, breathing in over your head. I am writing notes as fast as I can. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to head off to another commercial break. We'll be right back with Ma Jaya.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And this is Candy G. Before we get back to Ma Jaya, I would like to ask you all to come out and join me tonight at the Women of the Roundtable, an exclusive women's networking group. They are an amazing, incredible group of folks. And they are having their springtime Glamorous as a Rose spring fashion show. I will be there as their MC, and it all goes to the Women of the Roundtable charity. So, hey, there's a place that you can serve right there. Come on out and check out the fashion show. How great would that be to see you there? And that is in Coral Springs, and you can just check out thewomenoftheroundtable.com for directions and location. You know, Ma, I guess I found out that you just have some pretty big news coming up in October.
Yeah. I keep saying this is from Brooklyn that I want something, but I'm going to be awarded this from the Temple of Understanding 50th anniversary, and they chose 50 interfaith visionaries. I'm reading now. You can tell the difference. Our people who have made an impact on the world, and there's going to be Bishop Desmond Tutu. Talk about name dropping, right? The Prince of Jordan, I can't pronounce his name, and Diana Ecuador, and Bishop Bill Swing, a lot of very important people. So it's going to be nice. And it is about people who have visions of serving. So I want it. Look, I'm getting it. That means I want it.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It really is.
You must be so excited and delighted and proud and all those wonderful things.
Whenever I get, like, an award, everybody gets nervous here when I say I want it. But, you know, I got it, and so I want it. That's from Brooklyn. But, yes, I am so honored to receive these things only because it shows people that anybody in the world can serve from their heart. And you don't have to even want to serve. You know, maybe just try it out. Maybe you're bored or something. you'll get hooked.
I will tell you that piece is true because I live my life out of service. I do what I do every day because I want to make a difference in the lives of others. And
you do, by the way.
Thank you, Ma. There is some special magic to it, and it's not about being, you know, Candy G, the great author, but it is about being able to be in a place where I can share a message or share someone else's message that will make a difference to someone today.
Now, I don't know if you know it, but when you put a G after a name in India, it's a way of respecting, like Baba G, or they call it Mata G. That means deep respect and honor.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, it's funny. I do have one friend who's got a lot of study there, and he does call me Candy G. He does. But that wasn't why it was there, put there originally. But, yes, I've heard that in the past. That means that I was meant to be a teacher. But I will tell you, back to some of my notes on Facebook, you're breathing in over your head. I'm getting requests to have those instructions put up on my site or your site somewhere so that folks could use them. Is that something you would mind?
Put it on your notes. Go right ahead, you know, and if I could elaborate on it to make it a lot easier. It really, really works. When I first learned it, I said, I don't want detachment. I'm the mother. I want to be attached. And I wasn't going anywhere. I was wiped out after holding dying babies or seeing somebody in a bloody mess. I couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did this breathing, and I learned to do it. It has nothing to do with religion. It only has to quiet your mind and to not bring this new hurt to your heart. And we all have hearts that were hurt. We all have pain in our hearts. So pain adheres to pain. This way, it has nothing to do with you. And you don't carry it home. I teach this to doctors. I teach it to anybody in the trenches. You don't carry it home with you, which is important because then you're constantly with the person you're helping, and you end up resenting it.
And so if I contact the ashram,
I'll give it to you.
Good. All right, good. We'll do that, and we'll honor the requests that we're getting on Facebook. And I also understand you're going to be down here, correct? You're going to be in South Florida this weekend,
yeah.
Is that true?
I'll be in South Florida this Saturday, and I'll be at the
Unity on the Bay.
I was there last year. I loved it. And I'll be speaking and talking in my Brooklyn accent, and it'll be great. I'll be taking people into this place and much deeper. And that'll be Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m., my grandson, who is down there, and I raised him, by the way, since he was a day old, he's putting it together with many, many people, and it was fabulous last year. So it's the dance of unconditional love. That should be really exciting.
That's very exciting. It's very exciting, and I know there's lots of folks looking forward to being there. Now, listen, we got one more segment to go, and we're having so much fun. We're going to have you stick with us, Ma. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, and we will be right back.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. Two power-packed days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News. Candy G with my special guest, Ma Jaya. You know, Ma, here's a question for you. Somebody that's been on a spiritual path for a long time and has studied deep spiritual practices, and all of a sudden finds themselves off track?
Yeah.
What kind of things can we tell them to do to help get back on track?
That happens so much. What happens is that you put the spiritual teacher up on a throne. That's one way they fall off the track. The other way is that something happens in your life. You're so grief-stricken, and you think God has done this to you. And I've seen this happen with people who have studied all the scriptures. Usually what does happen is that they get angry, and you have to explain about the anger, that they're right to have this anger. And if you don't force them, when they come to me and they come to argue, they come to, you know, get their rocks off because I represent spirituality, you listen to them. You have to listen to them. And then I would say, well, let's not talk about a path. Let's not talk about a religion or a scripture. Let's just talk about you coming with me. And that always starts something. Sometimes it takes a day, sometimes a year, sometimes 2 years. But that terrible pain in the heart, it's not there as much. And then they begin to see, two or one, they begin to feel, well, if I'm doing this, maybe I did learn something all those years. Maybe I did live a life that is filled with goodness. And they may not turn back to their original path, but they turn back to something that is fulfilling inside their heart. And that's very, very important. But you've got to be able to, if you're trying to help somebody, first of all, they have to request your help. And second of all, I'm always ready to take a hit because they're angry. And it's funny, but they come to the ashram to yell at the teacher. And it's fine. It's okay. They don't know where. But if you could teach them about the chittakash, or the heart space over the head, then the anger begins to melt away. It doesn't always melt away. The person's always cautious, so it's up to who knows them to take it nice and slow and let them do the talking. And I promise you, you'll find something to ease your heart and bring you back to the fullness. This doesn't have to be religion or spirituality, but the fullness of yourself. I believe, and I've been teaching it a lot, that we are all allotted a certain amount of space in life for spirituality, for love, and we don't take it. We don't live our lives fully. And when we can begin to breathe a little deeper during our days, just a little deeper, you begin to live a little deeper. Another thing I taught, when a person has been hurt like this, or for anybody, when you're living your life just normally and you're going into chaos, like who doesn't, but you're going into this chaos that's driving you crazy, if you say to yourself, stop. Just simply stop. And say, make sure you're alone or they'll put you away. But you just go, stop. You get used to saying that. You'll see everything will stop around you. Everything will calm down. I think that's the holiest word in the scriptures. Stop. And it works. Of course, I used to say it out loud. And when I was talking to people, they used to go, who was she to tell me to stop? But
that's awesome. You know, we've just got a couple more minutes before we're off the air. This has been a delightful hour. This show, like all the other shows, are recorded and will live in the archives. But what is it you want to make sure you get a chance to say before we finish this episode of Nothing But Good News?
Well, first of all, I love what you do and how you do it. So that's one thing. The other thing is that our hearts, they tend to get dried out, and we tend to stir. stoop over with the dryness. If you could learn how special you are to your beloved, and your beloved does not have to be God or goddess. It could just be the very air you breathe, or a sunrise or a sunset. But know your beauty is known. And if you could just begin to look in the mirror and say, I love me, just a little bit more than yesterday, and make sure you do it more tomorrow, then you'll find you have a life that could make you strong enough to serve another that has it so much harder than us all. And I love you all.
You know, thank you, Ma. I appreciate you being here. I'm very excited also about your honor that you are going to be, again, you're going to be honored in the Temple of Understanding in New York City as a visionary of the interfaith movement. Other honorees are Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Prince El Hassan bin Talal, forgive me, Talal of Jordan, and also being honored that day are Diana Eck of the Pluralism Project of Harvard University, Bishop Bill Swing, founder of the United Religions Initiative, and our own Ma Jaya here from South Florida. So it's very exciting. You'll also be able to catch Ma at the Unity on the Bay this Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. You want to be there because you're going to hear lessons of compassion. You're going to hear lessons of, what did you call it, Ma? Dancing in the...
Dancing with compassion, dancing with service. Actually, it's dancing within your heart.
Dancing within your heart. It's just so exciting. And how long will you be speaking at the Unity on the Bay?
Until I'm thrown out.
And that usually is about how long? A couple of hours?
An hour and a half.
And will folks have an opportunity to speak to you personally, or will there just be too many people there?
Oh, after I teach, there's going to be a whole group of people that could come up.
Awesome. It's very exciting. Now, your website for folks to find you are... Is it Kashi.org? Do I have that correct?
Yes, I'm sorry. Kashi.org.
Kashi.org.
Yeah.
So check it. There's some amazing information on this website. Make sure that you get there. I will get the instructions for the over-the-head breathing.
Yes.
And I will get the proper name of it with those instructions, and I will post it so that you can find it like always. Mom, so happy you were here with me today. I do want to make a mention to those folks that came out last night to the Living Your Vision series. Thank you for making it a great event. Mona Scott, Gabriel Pierre, Linda, all of you that came out to enjoy spending some time with each other and learning how to just live your life and live your dreams. Ma, you are as amazing as everyone says.
Thank you so
much. Hey, you're welcome. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News, and we will be back here on Monday with Ted Siuba. You want to be here with us. But for now, just remember, get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.